It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Penningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103, WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Conley Gymnasium in Flora, Illinois, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian Basketball. As the Lawrenceville Indians take on the Newton Eagles in a consolation bracket semifinal of the LIC tournament. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson with you. This is the pregame show brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. As I said, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson, the Indians back on this court, coming off a win last night as they remained alive. They beat the Paris Tigers 69-62, and they beat the Newton Eagles, a familiar foe. Newton lost in the opening round, lost in the quarterfinals on Monday to Richland County, 53-34. These two teams have met before, Bill. Remember, the Indians played Newton a single varsity game a couple of weeks ago, on a Friday. And the Indians handled business pretty easily.
Yeah, if I remember right, they forced Newton into a whole lot of turnovers that night, got some easy shots. As a result, ended up shooting the ball well. What's interesting tonight, Steve, is that the Indians have a chance to go above the 500 mark for the first time all season. They got off to that poor start in the season-opening Capital Classic, lost the game to Red Hill after that, battled their way back to the 500 mark entering the Christmas tournament, lost three in a row up there, and it's been a struggle again to get back to the 500 mark. They're finally there. Tonight they win this game. They'll have a chance to go above 500 for the first time all season and play for the Constellation Championship Friday night.
That's a goal for Randy Bishop's ball club to try to get two games above 500 and also pick up some hardware here. It's the first of two consolation semifinals. It'll be Lawrenceville and Newton here in this game, and following this contest, it'll be Robinson against Flora. And as Bill noted, the two winners will meet for the consolation championship Friday at 6 o'clock. Both ball clubs gathered around their respective head coaches for some final instructions. This has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame report. We're back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Need to see a cardiologist but don't want to travel out of town? Carl Richland Memorial Hospital offers full-time cardiology services with Dr. Raymond Fisher of the Carl Heart and Vascular Institute. Dr. Fisher is available to see patients for an array of cardiac issues and can complete several diagnostic tests in-house. If you are in need of a cardiologist and don't want to travel far for appointments, call Dr. Fisher at 618-392-1139 to see how he can help you.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Back here at Conley Gym in Flora, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103. The Indians and the Newton Eagles. The Indians will be the home team on the scoreboard here. They're the higher seed. The Indians are the sixth seed, and Newton the seventh seed here in this tournament. So Newton will be the visitors on the scoreboard. Indians in the home whites with the red numerals and the red and white trim. And Newton will be in their blue uniforms with blue and orange trim. Here are the starting lineups. First of all, for the Eagles, first-year head coach Troy Bierman. It'll be number 22, Kyle Schaefer. He is a 6'1 junior. Also, number 24, Justin Zumbalen. He's a 6-foot junior. Jared Eckel will start. Number 30, he is a 5'8 junior. Seth Weber, number 42, a 6-foot junior. And also Noah Wright, number 44, he is a 6'2 junior. So for Newton, it's Schaefer, Zumbalen, Eckel, Weber, and Wright. Newton with a record of 6-14 on the season. Lawrenceville Indians under Randy Bishop, 10-10 on the season. And the Indians will start. Number 3, Connor O'Dell, the 6-foot senior. Number 3, Zeus Marsh, back in the starting lineup. Zeus is number 10. He's the 6'2 senior. Cale Powell in the starting lineup tonight for the Tribe. He's a 6-foot junior, number 23. Jordan Jones in the starting lineup. He is number 32, a 6-foot junior. And Lane Winningham in the starting lineup for the Tribe. He's a 6'3 junior, number 33. So Odell, Marsh, Powell, Jones, and Winningham for the Indians. Glad you're with us for Indian basketball here. These two ball clubs, as we mentioned before, trying to remain alive in this tournament. Double elimination affair. First team eliminated were Paris last night. And one of these teams will go by the wayside here this evening. The tournament will have no action tomorrow. There will be a dark night here. Then the championship night will take place on Friday. Zeus Marsh will jump it up against the Eagles. Noah Wright will get this game underway. And the tap control by the Indians. Jordan Jones will bring it across the timeline. Picked up man-to-man by Eckel of Newton. Jones, top of the key, left side on the wing to Marsh. Marsh on the dribble. Now out to Winningham. Lane left side on the wing to Powell. Powell on the dribble. Top of the key now to Odell. Left side on the wing to Jones. In the middle, the ball knocked away and stolen away by the Eagles. Seth Weber stepping in there and intercepting the pass. Across the timeline comes Zumbalen against the Indian man-to-man. Zumbalen guarded by Marsh off to Wright. Wright feeding it to Eckel down the baseline. Has the ball knocked away by Winningham. Now quick fast break. Here's Odell at the other end. Shoots and scores. Connor Odell rolling it in on the layup. And the Indians are on top by a score of 2-0. 7:09 to go here in the second quarter of play. Eagles working on the left wing to Eckel. Eckel guarded by Odell. Top of the key to Schaefer. Down the middle. Here's a shot stolen away as Powell reached in there and knocked it away from Seth Weber as he tried to get a shot off. Now to Marsh, deep in the left corner. Zeus looks to the middle, nothing happening there. Now on the dribble. Feeds it to Odell. Right side in the corner to Powell. Feeding on the right baseline to Winningham. Spins and feeds it now to Odell in the left corner. He lets a long three go from there, and he got it. Connor Odell with the three ball, and the Indians have scored the first 5 points, lead 5-0. 6:24 to go, opening quarter here at the LIC tournament. Eagles working it around on the right wing to Schaefer. Now back out top, and the Eagles will reset with Zumbalen, feeding it left wing to Eckel. Top of the key to Weber. Right side on the wing to Schaefer. Now a long three-pointer from the top of the key, off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Eckel. His shot up, no good, but he was fouled and will head to the line for Newton free throws. 5:58 to go, opening quarter, 5-0 Indians.
That was on Kale Powell, his first foul on the team.
And at the line, 5'8", junior Gerald Eckel. Free throw up and in. E-C-K-L. Eckel, his free throw is up and in, and it's 5-1 Indians. We have our first substitution for Troy Bierman. That's number 32, Connor Bierman, into the lineup. Second free throw by Eckel is up and in. Another substitution. Here comes Zach Finn into the game for the Eagles, and Eckel goes out. Pressure by the Eagles on the Indians as they inbound. Now they back off. Odell will bring it up across the timeline against Connor Bierman. Top of the key. Now right side to the baseline. Cut off there. Ball knocked out of bounds. The last touch by an Eagle. It'll be Indian basketball. Marsh will be the trigger man for the Indians underneath their own hoop. Gets it in the right corner to Jones. Now back out to Powell on the deep right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Left side to Marsh. Fakes. Now backs it out to the wing. Now to the top of the circle. Ball knocked away and stolen away by the Eagles. Knocked away. And Schaefer comes up with a loose ball. Quickly down floor. They go to Finn. They feed it underneath the right off his hands and out of bounds. He wasn't ready for the pass. And it'll be Indian basketball. Odell will inbound. Some token pressure put on Jones by Zach Finn, who signals play number two as he brings it across the timeline on the right side dribble. Powell on the right wing, down on the right baseline, Winningham. Winningham now back on the right wing to Powell. Feeds it to the left corner to Marsh. Three-pointer on the way by Zeus is off the mark. The long rebound brought down by Odell. He feeds it back out front to Powell. Powell dribbles left side. Now Marsh will try another one from deep in the left corner. No good. Odell the rebound. Indians with another offensive chance here. Right side now to Powell on the wing. Cale looks to the middle. Cross court now to Jones. He fakes the three. Top of the key dribble. Underneath now to Winningham. His shot is up no good, but he was fouled and will head to the line for Indian free throws. 4:43 to go here in the opening quarter. 5-2 Lawrenceville. Indians and the Eagles here in this consolation bracket semifinal. Lane Winningham's free throw is up and in. And more substitutions for Troy Bierman. Aaron Einhorn into the game. That's one of the substitutions. He's a 5'10 sophomore. Winningham's second free throw is off the front iron. And the loose ball, Wright has it. Gets it off now to Zumbalin. He'll face Indian double-teaming pressure in trouble. Now Finn comes to help him out, brings it across the timeline between the circle dribble, down the lane, feeds it underneath to Mason Conlon is into the game. There's a long jumper from the right side, and it goes in, a three-pointer by Finn. Finn banked it home from long distance on the right wing, and it's 6-5 Indians. Here's Jones on the right wing, a long three by Jordan is up and in. And it's 9-5. Indians on top. Justin Zumbalin. Here's Finn with another long three. Got that one from the right wing. Finn, a couple of threes. And it's 9-8 as the pace quickens here. Powell feeds it right side to Jones. A long three by Jones. Well off the mark. Saved in by Odell, but right to right of Newton. Now off to Zumbalin. He'll bring it across the timeline against the defensive march. Now to right. Right against Winningham. Cut off. Left side of the lane. Down the lane, the ball knocked away from Zumbalin. He gets it back and is called for a three-second violation. 3:32 to go, opening quarter, 9-8. And again, the rotating door, that is the Newton bench, continues.
Well, it just doesn't seem like you'd get any chance to get any kind of flow. You know, they're constantly changing. But I guess it works for them.
Here's Marsh on the right wing. Zeus holding the ball down underneath to Odell, and he threw it out of bounds. Randy Bishop wants a timeout. He's not happy with the team's offense. Indians standing around a lot here in this first quarter. Amarillo Federal Credit timeout, 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Indians 9, Newton 8. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
Indian Basketball at Light 103 brought your way by People's State Bank. Mortgages, mobile banking, and more, they're your community bank. And by WTHI-TV, depend on News 10, WTHI, news, sports, and weather coverage you can always count on. Newt inbounds off the timeout, trailing by one. They were down 5-0 earlier. Now Mars put pressure on out front, and he reaches in. Well, Noah, turnover. Over and back.
Yep, 5 turnovers on the Eagles in 5 minutes of play.
So it'll be Indian Basketball at midcourt. 3:07 to go here in the opening quarter. 9-8 Indians. Jordan Jones across the timeline. On the dribble. Now to Winningham, who comes out at the high post. Now top of the key to Jones. Underneath to Odell, but it's intercepted by the Eagles. Another Indian turnover. Across the timeline comes Kyle Schaefer on the right wing. Now left side. They go down underneath, but it's intercepted by Marsh. He throws it away. Indians careless with the ball here in the early going. Down the lane comes Schaefer. He goes to the hoop, lays it up, and got it to roll in from about 10 feet on the drive. Nicely done by the 6'1 junior. And it is 10-9. Eagles with their first lead of the evening. Left side of the wing to Winningham. Guarded in the man-to-man by Wright. Now the left corner to Marsh, feeds right to Jones. He's wide open. He shoots and scores.
5 tonight for Jordan Jones.
And the Indians are back on top, 11-10. The ball kicked out of bounds by an Indian defender at the Newton offensive end. And here come more substitutes into the game. Yeah, you're right, Bill. You wonder how anybody gets into the game when you're coming in and out like this. But there must be a method to his madness. Although it's not been successful so far this year. Underneath, it goes to Weber, who misses, and a shot up and in. Kyle Schaefer with the basket off the miss, and it's 12-11. The Eagles on top, 1:55 to go here in the opening quarter. R.J. Nelms in the game for the Indians, top of the key to Winningham, left side to Powell on the wing. Now to Nelms in the left corner, bounce pass, left baseline, to Winningham, now back in the middle to Nelms. Ball is intercepted, held ball, and the possession arrow is in favor of...
It's a 6 turnover on Lawrenceville. Newton also has 6, but the Eagles now have a chance to build that lead to 3 points, or 4 with the 3.
Across the timeline, Connor Bierman on the dribble, picked up in the man-to-man by Powell. Bierman, top of the key to Schaefer. Here's Schaefer, left side to Echol. He drives down the lane and banks it home from about 12 feet. Jared Echol with the basket. Newton on top by 3, 14-11. Minute 15 to go here in the first quarter of play. RJ Echol dribble, left side on the wing to Powell, left corner to Winningham. Takes the baseline, puts it up, no good, but he was hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop. And the foul will be on Wright. Noah Wright, the 6'2 junior, with the foul. And Blay Winningham visits the line for the Indians. Winningham had a solid game last night, 14 points in the Indian win against Paris.
1-2 at the line earlier tonight for his only point.
He missed that free throw after canning the first one. And it's 14-12, a minute to go here in the opening quarter at Conley Gym in Florida, the LIC Tournament Consolation Bracket semifinal. Down the lane come the Eagles and a traveling, well, a push. Thought for a minute there was going to be a travel on Weber, but it was a push on the Indians. Nelms picking up the foul for Newton. So Echo will inbound underneath the Eagle basket. Looking to get it in. 52.2 seconds to go. Does out front. Intercepted by Powell. Powell stepped in there nicely and intercepted. Brings it across the timeline on the right side dribble. Feeds it now underneath to Winningham. His shot up, too hard off glass. Right to rebound. Outlet pass to Bierman. Connor Bierman on the right side dribble. Now dribbles top of the key. Left side on the wing to Weber. Back out front to Zumbalen. Here's Weber. Back out front. Eagles working the ball on the perimeter against this Indian man-to-man. Trying to find somebody cutting to the hole. Echol. Here's a baseline drive. And the ball knocked away by Odell. Odell, left side dribble. Now leaves it off. Jones, top of the key. Now to Powell, left side. Doesn't take the three. Back out front to Jones. 5 seconds to go. Indians off to Odell. 2 seconds. Powell, a long three. Is no good as the quarter comes to an end. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, after one quarter play, it's Newton 14, Lawrenceville 12. Back in a minute. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion has become this area's most trusted banking partner, and for good reason. You work hard for your money, and we work hard to safeguard and keep your financial information secure. If receiving your tax return via direct deposit, please check your printed and online bank statements for accuracy. Do not give financial information over the phone. Contact your bank immediately if you suspect fraudulent activity.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Indian Basketball brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. They've got you medically covered from head to toe. And by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in Bridgeport, your locally owned and operated pharmacy. 14-12, Newton on top. Bill, not the greatest of first quarters for the Tribe.
No, but a pretty good one for Newton. They're 5 out of 7 from the floor, 2 out of 3 three-point shots, 2 of 2 from the foul line. In the meantime, the Indians were 4 of 9. 2 of 6 from three-point range.
It is with the ball to be in the second quarter of play. Trailing by 2, Jordan Jones, right side dribble, top of the key to Powell. Left side on the wing to Nelms, RJ. Can't find anybody open. Now to Powell, right corner to Jones. Jones feeding it to Winningham. It's intercepted by Wright. Another Indian turnover.
That's 7. Newton has 8.
7:33 to go, second quarter. Eagles on top by 2. Out front for the Eagles is Schaefer. There's a shot missed, tapped in, but it's saved in by the Newton Eagles to Odell. Left side to Powell on the wing. He's called for a travel before he can get the shot off. Indians just a step slow here in this early going. Eagles taking advantage of it with a two-point lead. Here's Skylar Toole into the game for the first time tonight. Toole for the Indians. He's a 5'8 junior, number 11. He'll pick up the Eagles' Zumbalen across the timeline. Now left side on the wing, out front to Finn. In the corner, a three-pointer on the way, right side, off the mark by Zumbalen. At the other end, Indians want to run. Odell right to the glass, up and in. Connor Odell with a quick step to the hole. And the Indians have tied the game at 14, right. His jumper from the left side is off the mark on the baseline. No good. Rebounded by Nelms. They need one to run again. Odell down the lane. Flips it up and in from 5 feet. Connor Odell, number 3, with the hoop. And the Indians are on top by 2. 6:35 to go here in the second quarter play at the LIC tournament. In Flora. Kyle Schaefer back out front to Finn. Finn, right wing pass to Zumbalen. Zumbalen on the dribble, top of the key to right at the high post. Feeds it underneath. It's intercepted by the Indians, but off the hands of R.J. Nelms, who slipped to the floor. Could maintain his feet, and it'll be Newton basketball underneath their own hoop.
New player into the game for Newton is Jarrett Tharp, his first time in.
Handball Federal Credit Union timeout by Newton. 6:14 to go, second quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Indians 16, Newton 14. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Indian basketball on Light 103 WAKO is brought your way by the Lawrence County Health Department. Complete wellness, body, mind, and community. By KZ State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, how you want. And by Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville. Famous for their delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one now or after the game?
943-2612. They might be closed when we get home after the game.
Oops. Well, if we order, though, maybe they'll deliver to Flora.
Hey, Connor O'Dell's off to a good start here tonight, Steve. He's 4 out of 4 from the floor and has 9 points to lead Lawrenceville early in the second period.
Newton inbounding off of the timeout. Trailing by 2, 16-14. And he comes to right, the right corner. Back out front to Zumbalin. Now here is Schaefer to right. He's double-teamed. Indians take it away. Joins with a steal. Lead pass to Odell. Lays it up. And he missed it in close. Connor Odell missing a layup from 5 feet. Here's a free throw. I should say a free throw line jumper. Up and off. No good. In fact, it bounced over the backboard and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball.
Okay, another new player in for the Eagles is Ben Meinhardt, his first appearance tonight. They've played 11 guys already.
Ben Meinhardt into the game, as you mentioned. Here's Winningham, left side to Odell, on the wing to Tool, and the Indians save it inbounds. Nelms to Jones, long three by Jordan Jones, right side up and in. Jones with the three ball.
8 tonight for Jordan Jones.
And it's 19-14, Indians by 5. There's the ball knocked away, stolen away by Winningham. Now to Tool, up to Jones, fake shoots and scores. Underneath, Jordan Jones, wide open. And the Newton player flashed in front of him. He faked and put it up over him. 21-14, Indians.
Yeah, he's in double figures now with 10.
5:04 to go in the second quarter. Three-pointer from the corner. Off the mark, no good by Meinhardt. But Newton gets the rebound. Shot up and no good underneath by Schaefer. Indians rebound. Nelms right side to Odell. Odell to Nelms on the left baseline. His shot is up and no good. But he was hacked and fouled and will go to the line for Indian free throws.
Hopes to get into the scoring column tonight for the first time. Foul on Tharp, his first, third on Newton.
R.J. Nelms at the line. His free throw is up and in. And the Indians extend the lead to 22-14. Powell is in. And Blaine Winningham is out. And Zeus Marsh is in. Odell is out for Randy Bishop's ball club. Randy trying to find a combination. They'll get something done here. And he's starting to percolate a little bit here now in this second quarter. Free throw up and in by Nelms. 23-14, a 9-point Indian lead. 4:44 to go, second quarter play. Echol in the left corner. The ball tipped away and intercepted by Nelms of the Indians. RJ, right side to Powell. Powell on the right baseline. Throws it up there, no good. But he was fouled on his way to the hole. And we'll go to the line for Indian free throws.
Likewise, Powell's looking for his first point tonight. The Indians have scored 11 straight points here to start the second quarter on an 11-0 run and hope to build this lead to double digits with Powell at the foul stripe.
Free throw on its way by Kale. Off the mark, no good. Powell getting more and more playing time as the year progresses. He missed that free throw, though. And again, another Newton substitution as they juggle people in and out off the bench. Second free throw up and in by Powell. 24-14, a 10-point Indian lead. 4:32 to go here in the second quarter of play. Here's a drive down the lane, up and in. Nicely done there by the Eagles.
Schaefer.
Schaefer with the basket. And it's 24-16. 4:15 to go here in the second quarter. Nelms on the right side, dribble underneath, feeds it to Narsch. Now in the corner to Nelms, left side. Nelms shot up, no good. Rebound controlled by the Eagles by Kyle Schaefer. Quickly up floor to Finn on the left baseline. They feed it right to right. His short jumper from eight off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped around, and an Eagle stepped on the end line. It'll be Indian basketball. 3:53 to go in the second quarter. 24-16, Indians. Toole drives left side of the lane all the way to the hole. Lays it up and in. Skylar Toole. Much as he did against the Newton Eagles in the game at Lawrenceville, with his quickness going right around the defender and scoring easily. 26-16, Indians. Long jumper is good. A three ball by Justin Zumvallen, the junior. 26-19, Indians. Top of the key now to Toole. Lobs underneath to Marsh. Marsh double-teamed, has it intercepted off his hands and intercepted by Zumvallen. Down the corner, three ball on the way, off the mark, and no good by Schaefer. Rebounded by Marsh. Outlet pass to Jones. Quickly up to Nelms on the left wing. RJ in the middle, feeds it to Marsh down the hole, and he lays it up and in. Right straight to the hole, and we have a timeout wanted by Newton. On the Amarillo Federal Credit Union timeout, People's State Bank scoreboard reads, Lawrenceville 28, Newton 19. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital presents Warning Signs of Malignancy with General Surgeon Dr. Ferris Al-Ghabouri. The public is encouraged to attend this free speaking engagement this Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville. Dr. Al-Ghabouri specializes in general forms of cancer and hopes to educate the community on signs, symptoms, and future steps to take. Don't miss Lawrence County Memorial Hospital's Warning Signs of Malignancy with Dr. Ferris Al-Ghabouri from 6 to 7 p.m. this Thursday at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville.
Indian basketball on Light 103 brought your way by Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett, and by Wabash General Hospital. People you know, helping people that you love. Eagles off the timeout, trailing 28-19, 2:45 to go here in the quarter. Reverse layup off a nice pass on the left baseline. Laying it up and in is Schaefer. Schaefer playing a solid game for the Eagles. Here tonight, it's 28-21. Indian lead is down to 7. Powell in the right corner. Lobs underneath to Marsh on the right baseline. And he stepped out of bounds. Another Indian turnover. And Winningham gets set to check back in the game for Randy Bishop against Zeus Marsh. Just not happy with his level of play here.
Well, I thought he got banged around a bit down there on that last one, but they just said he stepped out of bounds. 10 turnovers on Lawrence.
Eagles across the timeline. Seth Weber down the corner to Finn. Finn double-teamed. Back out front to Schaefer. Now to Zumvallen. Schaefer's jumper in the lane. Off no good from about 12. Rebounded by Nelms. Outlet pass to Toole. Skyler across the timeline. Cross-court skip pass. Powell on the left baseline. Heads to the hole. Lays it up and in. Cale Powell with a nice move on the left baseline for a hoop. 30-21, Indians, 1:50 to go here in the second quarter of play. Finn at the top of the key, cut off there by Jones. He backs it out now. The Eagles will go into an offensive set. There's Finn at the top of the key again. In a corner, long three ball is off the mark by Zumvallen. Winningham with the rebound off to Powell. Indians want to run. Feeding it Jones' right side is long three, well off the mark. And the ball out of bounds. Off the knee of an Eagle. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own basket. Odell back into the game, replacing Nelms for the Indians. With 1:26 to go, second quarter. 30-21, Tribe.
32, Evan Schaefer.
Hunter Bierman into the lineup for the Eagles, and it comes to Toole. Back out front to Odell, right wing. Now to Winningham, high post. Left side to Powell. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good, and out of bounds. Last touch by Jordan Jones of the Indians. It'll be Newton basketball. 1:18 to go here in the second quarter. 30-21. Here's a baseline drive by Aaron Einhorn. He's cut off there. Now back out front to Schaefer. The ball intercepted by Odell. Left side to Jones. Heads to the hole strong and lays it up and in.
Jordan Jones
with the hoop.
12 tonight.
32-21. Indians. 53 seconds to go. Second quarter. On the dribble right side is Schaefer. Cross court now to Zumbalin. Tries to take the right baseline. Double teamed and cut off. Now back out front to Schaefer and a foul charged. Bumping foul on the Indians.
Skylar
Toole with the foul.
Right. But just the third on the team, so really no harm in fouling there. Not nearly close to being in the bonus.
41 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's a pass underneath and a shot up and in by Zumbalin. Indians fell asleep, and the Eagles caught him napping. 32-23. Here's Powell on the right side dribble. Top of the key to Toole. 27 seconds to go. Feed it in the middle to Winningham. And we have a foul away from the ball against Newton. Blocking foul. Zumbalin with the foul.
Five team fouls on Newton, just four on the Indians.
24.2 seconds to go here in the second quarter of play. Wright's into the game for the Eagles off the bench into Powell. Now back out front, the ball intercepted by Echol. Echol one-on-one, lays it up, and he missed it. Jones bothered him on that layup. Jones gets the rebound, brings it up floor for the Indians to the right side, right corner. Winningham now back to Jones, lays it up, no good. Rebound fought for. Wright runs it down in the right corner for the Eagles. Here's Echol, a long three. No good as the first half comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard here at halftime, our score in this consolation bracket semifinal from the LIC tournament, Lawrenceville Indians 32 and the Newton Eagles 23. Bill and I are back with a halftime report. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It.
Support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Lawrence County High School sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School sports. Please get out and take in the game.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School sports. Go Teams!
Back here at Flora, side of the LIC tournament. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Lawrenceville Indian basketball here on Light 103. Indians leading the Newton Eagles here in this consolation bracket semifinal. 32-23. Bill has a look at some of the first half statistics.
Well, Steve, quite an interesting first half. Teams battled fairly evenly in the first quarter. In fact, Newton had really had the better of the latter part of that first quarter. Took a 10-9 lead and later took an 12-11 lead. Newton's actually their biggest lead of the game was 14-11 when Echo hit that basket near the end of the first quarter. They led 14-12 at the end of the first quarter. But the second quarter, the Indians took things over fairly quickly. The Indians scored the first 12 points in the second period after scoring the last point in the first period for a 13-0 run. That stretched the lead to 24-14, and it's been real close to double figures, if not more than double figures the rest of the way. The closest Newton got was 7 at 28-21. Shooting for the Indians. Let me find these numbers here. Bill? Okay. The Indians are 12 of 22 from the floor. 3 of 9 from 3-point range and 5 of 8 from the foul line. For Newton, they are 9 of 22 from the floor, 3 of 5 from 3-point range. They've only been to the foul line twice, made both those three throws. So both teams, well, the Indians in particular, shooting the ball fairly well. Turnover-wise, Newton has turned it over 13 times. Lawrenceville 12. I'm sure Coach Bishop is not happy with that 12 turnovers in the first half. From a scoring standpoint for the Indians, Jordan Jones lead the way. He has 12 points. He's made 2 3-point baskets and 3 2-point baskets. He is 5 of 8 from the floor. Again, leads the team with 12 points. Connor Odell has 9 points. Odell has made 4 baskets, one of them a 3-pointer out of 5 shots. The rest of the scoring, Cale Powell has a basket and a free throw for 3 points, while Nelms, Marsh, Toole, and Winningham have 2 points apiece. Leading the way for Newton is Kyle Schaefer. He has 8 points. Only 4 players scored for Newton. He was followed by Finn with 6 points, 5 points for Justin Zumballen, 4 for Eckhoff. So the Eagles have played a dozen players here in the first half, but only 4 of them have scored, and Lawrenceville leads it at halftime, 32-23.
This is the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bones Pizza halftime report. We're back in a minute after we hear from the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bones Pizza. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital presents Warning Signs of Malignancy with General Surgeon Dr. Faris Al-Ghabouri. The public is encouraged to attend this free speaking engagement this Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville. Dr. Al-Ghabouri specializes in general forms of cancer and hopes to educate the community on signs, symptoms, and future steps to take. Don't miss Lawrence County Memorial Hospital's Warning Signs of Malignancy with Dr. Faris Al-Ghabouri from 6 to 7 p.m. this Thursday at Central Christian Church in Lawrenceville.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you and your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bones Pizza halftime report. It's Lawrenceville 32 and Newton 23. Consolation bracket play here tonight, semifinal. Indians and Newton here in this game. will be followed by the Robinson Maroons and the Florida Wolves, the host Wolves. The two winners here tonight, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, will be back here on Friday at 5 o'clock to play for the consolation championship.
Steve, I neglected to mention the rebounding and the fact that the Indians are holding their own on the boards. Lawrenceville has out-rebounded Newton at halftime here, 10-8. Connor O'Dell grabbed four of those rebounds, two of them being offensive boards. So good job on the boards for the Indians here at halftime.
All right, the Indians are back out on the floor. The Eagles on the floor as well. We're back in a couple of minutes with the start of the second half. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bowes Pizza Halftime Report. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your funeral and memorial needs.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the addition of a certified nurse midwife to our medical staff. Stephanie Gordon has been a midwife since 2015 and is excited to begin taking care of patients in the Richland and surrounding areas. Stephanie can care for women during all stages of life, including birth control management, prenatal and postnatal care, hormone replacement therapy, and regular well women exams. To make an appointment with Stephanie, call the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
Back here at Flora, second half underway. Newton with the ball, trailing 32-23. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball, Light 103. Ben dribbles to the right corner. Ball deflected out front. Top of the key to Schaefer. Kyle Schaefer underneath to right. Has the ball knocked away. Nelms trying to wrestle it away from an Eagle. And we have a held ball. The possession arrow in favor of the Indians. So it'll be tried basketball. Just underway here in the third quarter, 32-23. Indians on top. O'Dell will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Schaefer, top of the key. Now on the left wing to Nelms, right wing to Jones, back out front. The pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Echol of Newton. Across the timeline he comes. Left side of the wing to Finn. Finn looking down low, nothing happening there. Top of the key. To Schaefer, he lays it up. Well, he gives it off to Wright, and he lays it up and in off the drive. 32-25, Indians by seven. Adele across the timeline, top of the key dribble. Left side on the baseline to Nelms, goes to the hole, and a foul charged against the Eagles. So it'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Just underway here in the third quarter play. Jordan Jones will be the trigger man for the Indians on this out-of-bounds play into Nelms deep in the left corner. Nelms back to Powell. Powell dribbles to the left corner to back out on the left wing to Nelms. Down the lane he comes, feeds it to Jones. Loads up a three-pointer right side. Well off the mark. Whittingham the rebound for the Indians. O'Dell tries to take the baseline. Back out top the key. Powell a three. No good. Rebounded by Nelms. But he came over the back of Finn. Rebounding foul charged And it'll be Newton basketball. Randy Bishop with a perplexed look on his face over there on the bench.
Well, I'm thinking R.J. Nelms did go over the back there, or was
he
on
did.
The back, and I think that was a good call.
He's just perplexed about the Indian play here.
Okay, maybe he's perplexed by the fact that they're not shooting the ball so well here in the second half at the outset.
32-25, a seven-point lead. Right for the Eagles out top of the key defend. Right side, Schaefer has the ball blocked by Odell. Recovers, now gets it to right. Lays it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound tapped out to Finn. On the right wing, goes to the right baseline. Now in the right corner to Schaefer. Underneath the right. Backdoor cut to Echo. Lays it up and in. Nicely run play by Newton. And all of a sudden, the Eagles are back to within five. 32-27. 5:50 to go here in the third quarter play. Indians yet to score here in this period. Here's Nelms on the right side on the wing. Top of the key to Winningham. Left side to Odell. Connor on the dribble. Back out front. Now to Nelms. Looking for a backdoor cut. There's Jones laying it up. No good, but he was hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop. Indian offense, Randy Bishop, predicated on movement away from the ball. That time, Jones was fouled heading to the hole on the backdoor cut. Free throw on its way, and no good by Jones. Jordan Jones on the year for the Indians. 63% free throw shooter, averaging just over 10 points a game. His free throw is up and in, and it's 33-27, Indians by 6, 5:23 to go here in the third quarter. Echol deep on the right wing, guarded by Odell. Top of the key to Schaefer. Schaefer picked up out there by Nelms. Now left wing pass, knocked away. Scramble for the loose ball. Schaefer comes away with it for Newton out front. Now to Zumballen down the lane. Feeds it out to Schaefer. Schaefer underneath to right. Can't handle the hard pass right close to him. And it'll be Indian basketball. 5:01 to go here in the third quarter of play. Indians on top, 33-27. Finn out and Einhorn in for Newton. Odell brings it across the timeline between the circle dribble. Now on the left wing to Nelms. Left corner to Marsh. Now down the lane, Winningham driving to the basket. He is hammered. On his way.
Going to be shooting or not? Let's see what Lucas Smith says here.
Eagles foul number 44.
Out of bounds.
Out of bounds under the Indian basket.
Third foul on Noah Wright for the Eagles.
Into Marsh. Back out front to Odell. Top of the key now to Winningham. Cutting to the basket. Lays it up and in.
Blaine Winningham
with the hoop.
Four tonight for Blaine.
35-27. Indians on top here. Here is Finn. No, that's not Finn. That is Bierman, I believe. Here's shot up and in. A three ball by Justin Zumballen. Zumballen with the hoop. 35-30. Indians by five. Marsh on the deep left wing. Bracks it out now. The Indians will go into an offensive set. 4:10 to go, third quarter. Jones on the left wing, heads to the baseline, reverse layup, up and in.
Great job by Jordan that time. Drove around a defender and went all the way around and went to the other side of the basket and laid it in for his 14th point.
37-30, Indians by 7 here. At top of the key is Zumballen. Now to Schaefer, left side to Zumballen on the wing, guarded by Marsh and the Indian man-to-man. Top of the key to right. Right. Back, throws it out of bounds. He started to throw it back out front, but nobody was there and out of bounds. Right to the Newton bench. It'll be Indian basketball. Weber into the game for Newton. And it comes to Marsh. Now to Jones in the deep right corner. Now the ball taken away by Echol. Echol working one-on-one against Jones. Goes around him, shoots and scores. And Echol with the basket. And it's 37-32, five-point lead. This pesky Eagle ball club hanging with the Indians here in this contest. Now Odell down the lane, shoots with the right hand. In and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Schaefer of Newton. The Eagles can get closer with a hoop here. 3:08 to go, third quarter. Schaefer leaving it off out front for Zumvallen. He signals a play and goes between the circle dribble, looking for a screen top of the key. In the left corner, three-pointer on the way, off the mark, taken by Schaefer. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touch by an Eagle. It'll be Indian basketball. 2:51 to go in the third quarter, 37-32. Indians on top here. Again, substitutes in and out for Troy Bierman, the head coach of the Eagles. Odell will walk it across the timeline. Now left side on the wing to Nelms, left corner to Winningham. Lane on the dribble, top of the key. Right side of the corner to Jones. Underneath the cutting Winningham, he scores! And a chance at a three-point play. Again, the Indians with that motion offense. And Lane Winningham, the recipient of a good pass on the cut to the hoop. And it's 39-32. Indians, 2:34 to go, third quarter. Blaine Winningham, a chance to add to his total. His free throw is a line drive, no good. Nelms the rebound, saves it in, out front, but it's intercepted by Zumvallen of Newton. Quickly up floor to Schaefer, left side, in the corner. Now back out front, top of the key, long bomb. Top of the key is off the mark by Zumvallen. Ball is out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Here comes Aaron Einhorn into the game, replacing Finn. Zach Finn for Newton. Connor Odell will bring it across the timeline, picked up there by Einhorn. Leaves it off on the right wing to Jones. Now right left side to Winningham. Lane on the dribble. Back out front to Jones. Eagles playing some zone here against the Indians. Indians working it on the perimeter. Left side to Odell on the wing. Now back out front to Jones. Right side on the wing to Nelms. Back out to Jones. Nelms on the baseline. Left side to Winningham. He is feeds it in the middle to Marsh. Zeus cross court now to Odell. Left corner to Nelms. Back out front to Jones. Now to Winningham. Cross court skip pass. Odell loads up a long three. Left wing. No good. Long rebound run down by Zumvallen. He's double teamed. And feeds it to Odell, saves it into Winningham, right underneath the Indian basket, he scores! And a chance at a three-point play. Blaine Winningham, Johnny on the spot there. And he has a chance at a three-point play, and the Indians lead by nine. Chance to make it 10 here with 1:25 to go in the third quarter play.
Blaine's got eight tonight, looking for nine and a 10-point lead.
Free throw no good off the back iron. Rebound is controlled by Schaefer of Newton. Kyle Schaefer, left side dribble, guarded by Odell in the man-to-man. 1:15 to go, third period. Go top of the key now to Evan Schaefer. He feeds it off now to Seth Weber. Now the corner, a long three ball is off the mark by Schaefer. And the rebound brought down by Nelms. They lob underneath to Odell, shoots and scores. Connor Odell with the basket. And a timeout wanted. Going to be a one-minute break. Timeout wanted by Newton. Well, the Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard, 43-32 Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Indian basketball brought your way by Amberall Federal Credit Union. take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Ambrose FCU and by Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family in a time of need. 45 seconds to go, third quarter, 43-32. Indians by 11. Here is a drive down the lane and a feed on the baseline. Now a short jumper from about five rolls in by Zumbalin. Justin Zumbalin with the basket. 43-34 Indians, 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Elms on the left wing. RJ looks to the middle, nothing happening there. Feeds it now to Winningham, top of the key. Left side to Odell, left corner to Jones. Jones on the dribble, back out front, 13 seconds to go. Indians spreading the floor, looking again for that backdoor cut. Top of the key to Jones. Now Odell loads up a long three from the left side off the mark. Winningham, the rebound, has it knocked away, out of bounds. Good effort there by the Eagles, by Meinhardt. Ben Meinhardt couldn't save it inbounds. It's 2 seconds to go. Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. Watch for a lob play here underneath the Indian basket. Jones will be the trigger man. Looking to lob to Marsh. Now gets it into Zeus. And he can't get a shot off as the third quarter comes to a close. By the People's State Bank scoreboard after three here in this consolation bracket game. It's Lawrenceville 43, Newton 34. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Indian basketball here on Light 103, brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington. Find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal by Best Way Express. You have a Class A CDL. Call 833-BESTWAY today. Your truck driving career is waiting. Final 8 minutes of this consolation semifinal. Indians 43, Newton 34. The Eagles with the ball to begin the period. And the ball knocked away out front. Here's Marsh. Zeus heading to the basket. Strong. He lays it up and in. Zeus Marsh with that quickness able to explode to the basket. 45-34. In the middle, here's a shot up by Wright. No good. And a foul charged on the Indians.
Eagles foul, the 32, Evan Schaefer, his second foul.
I'm sorry. Here's right at the line for free throw for the Eagles, and it's up and in. 45-34. Lawrenceville on top here. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson from Conley Gym in Flora. Second free throw by Wright, no good. Marsh the rebound for the Indians. Outlet pass to Odell. Quickly across the timeline on the left side dribble. Left corner to Nelms. Nelms back out front on the dribble between the circles. Picked up in the man-to-man out there by the Eagles. Evan Schaefer. Down underneath to Jones. He shoots. Has it blocked away by Wright. And out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Nice play there by Wright. Marsh will inbound right in front of us here at Conley. And it comes to Odell, left side, puts it up for about eight, got it. Odell on the inbound, an easy shot there. 7 minutes to go in the game, 47-35, Indians, and a traveling violation out front against the Eagles. We'll turn it over.
That gives Odell 13 points. That is the 19th turnover on the Eagles tonight. One away from a number you never want to reach.
Indians working underneath to Nelms, lays it up and in from the left baseline.
for that matter, you probably don't ever want to get to 19 either, do you?
Probably not. 49-35, 6:45 to go in the game. Indians in control here by 14 points. Down the lane come the Eagles. Back out to Echol. Top of the key to Schaefer. Schaefer backs it out now against the Indian man-to-man. Works it on the right side. Leaves it out there for Finn. He lays it up and in, and a foul and a chance at a three-point play.
Well, where's Finn been, Steve? He had those two three-pointers early in the first quarter. Has not shot the ball since.
49-37. Powell into the game, replacing Nelms for the Indians.
That foul was on R.J. Nelms, his third.
And at the line for the Eagles, up and in, completing the three-point play, Zach Finn, 5'10 senior for Newton. 6:25 to go in the game, 49-38. Here's Odell, deep on the left wing. Connor on the dribble. Now to Jones. Powell underneath to Odell, cutting to the hole. His shot off balance, no good from about eight. Rebounded by Echol, off to Finn. Finn on the right baseline, underneath the right, can't handle the pass. Now a held ball. Marsh tying the ball up with Justin Zumwalt. It'll be Indian basketball. 6:03 to go in the game, 49-38. Lawrenceville. Odell inbounds to Powell. He'll bring it across the timeline. On the left side dribble, Whittingham on the deep left wing. In the middle of Marsh, free throw line jumper by Zeus is good. Zeus Marsh with the basket. 51-38, 5:45 to go in the game. Eagles working it to Finn on the right wing, guarded by Jones. Top of the key to Echol, left side of the lane. Now back out front to Zumwalt. Now to Finn. Finn picked up by Jones in the man-to-man at the top of the key. He backs it out now. Left side, long three-pointer is off the mark by Zumwalt. And Whittingham, the rebound. Held ball. Possession arrow this time in favor of the Newton Eagles. ...51-38. Eagles inbound out front to Finn. Finn left corner to Zumwalt. Back out to Finn. Right side to Schaefer on the wing. Back to Finn. Has the ball knocked away by Jones, but recovers out front. Now in the middle to right to high post. There's Echol cutting to the basket and scoring. Gerald Echol, 5'8", juniors, had a fine game.
Yeah, he's in double figures now with 10.
51-40. Indians on top by 11. 4:53 to go in the game. Here's Whittingham on the deep left wing on the dribble. Now right side to Powell. Powell feeding in the corner, right side to Jones. Back out front to Marsh. Zeus with a 12-footer is off the mark from the right side of the lane. Rebounded by Zumwalt. Eagles on the attack quickly. Long three-pointer is good. That was Kyle Schaefer with the three ball. And the Eagles, the pesky Eagles, back to within eight. 51-43. 4:20 to go in the game. Across the timeline, Odell. Here's Whittingham taking the left baseline, right to the glass, up and no good. And he's called for a charge. So momentum with Newton here as we head toward the finish line. The Eagles will have the ball, trailing by eight. 51-43. Einhorn into the game, replacing Finn for Newton. 4:16 to go.
Player control foul.
Again, the winner here back on Friday at 5 o'clock for the Consolation Championship game. A chance to pick up hardware from this LIC tournament. Across the timeline, Zumwalt on the dribble, top of the key. Now the ball is totaled away by Odell, but he's called for a reach-in.
Tough call there. That's his first foul. Boy, it looked to me like he slapped that ball away cleanly.
...4:07 to go in the game. 51-43. And it comes to Marsh, almost had a steal from Zumwalt. Down in the corner to Schaefer. Back out to Zumwalt. Double team to the top of the key, slapped away this time by Odell. Connor heading to the hole, lays it up, no good, but he was hammered and will have to earn him at the free throw line. Connor Odell on the year for the Indians. He is 50% free throw shooter, averaging just over 8 points a game for Randy Bishop's ball club. Free throw on its way and good by Connor Odell. Kevin Schaefer into the game, the freshman, 5'10 freshman. And Seth Weber also checking into the game for Wright for Troy Bierman. Shuttles him in and out. Free throw on its way. No good by Odell. Rebounded by Schaefer. Schaefer top of the key. Now left side to Kyle Schaefer. Two Schaefers in the game. Odell lobs underneath to Marsh. He lays it up. No good. Powell with a rebound. Up and in. Kale Powell in the right spot. Didn't assume that the pass was going to be made. He was right there to stick it back in. 54-43, Indians by 11. Here's a left side pass, a long three ball is off the mark by Evan Schaefer, and we have a foul charged against the Indians on the rebound. Evan Schaefer and Kyle Schaefer, both in the game for the Newton Eagles. And again, substitutions for Troy Bierman. 3:23 to go in the game, 54-43, Indians. Eagles looking to inbound. They do. Out front to Seth Weber. Now in the corner to Evan Schaefer. Here's Schaefer trying to take the left baseline. Goes to the hole. Lays it up and rolled it through. Schaefer with the basket. Evan Schaefer, the freshman. 54-45. A 9-point inning lead with 3 minutes to go in the game. Odell across the timeline. Left side dribble on the wing. Feeds it to Marsh at the high post. Left corner pass to Winningham. Lane looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Top of the key to Marsh. Marsh down low to Winningham. Ball knocked away, but he recovers on the left side. Tries to take the baseline. Cut off there. Now Odell in the left corner will bring it out. And the Indians will reload and also eat some clock. 2:33 to go in the game. Winningham left side lays it up. Blocked away. Out of bounds. Blocked away by Seth Weber. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Here comes Aaron Einhorn into the game for Newton, replacing Zach Finn. Deuce Marsh will trigger it in under the Indian basket. And it comes to Odell. Back out front to Powell. Left side to Odell. Now to Marsh. Top of the key. Zeus defeating it to Powell in the right corner. Back out front to Odell. Left side to Winningham. Feeding it down low on the left baseline to Jones. He puts it up from five and rolled out. No good. Gets his own rebound up. No good. Up again. No good. And a foul charged against the Newton Eagles. Jordan Jones working on his rebounding stats there. Hurting his shooting percentage, though, with those misses. But rebounds go up. 54-45.
One time, Steve, George McGinnis wanted to set an all-time ABA record for rebounds, and he just did that. He would grab the ball, throw it off the glass, grab it again. He got maybe 40 or 50 rebounds, and the ABA ruled that that record was not valid. Didn't count. Poor George.
Jones missed that first free throw. 55-45.
He
made it.
Yes,
did he make it? He did make it. Okay. 55-45. 2:05 to go here in the game. Nelms off the bench for the Indians, replacing Powell. And Jones got the second free throw. 56-45. Indians on top by 11. 2 minutes to go in the game. Quickly across the floor, Evan Schaefer. Now to Kyle Schaefer. He feeds it underneath to Wright, but he can't handle the ball. Marsh tries to save it. The loose ball. And was last touched by Zeus. It'll be Newton basketball at their offensive end. Minute 54 to go in this one. Indians 56, Newton 45. Eagles inbound to right. He lays it up left side and in. 56-47. Right with the hoop. Across the timeline, Odell. Marsh on the deep left wing. Signaling for players to move. They lob underneath to Winningham. In the right corner to Jones. Back out top of the key to Odell. Connor on the dribble. Left side on the wing to Nelms. RJ on the move with a minute 25 to go in the game. 56-47 Indians. And there's a foul. Reach-in foul charged on Evan Schaefer. Third on Schaefer, and Connor Odell heads to the line for Indian free throws.
1 of 2 at the line tonight. Got 14 points.
Free throw on its way and good. 57-47, Indians by 10. And Einhorn back into the game replacing Finn for Newton. Good thing they don't have a limit on substitutions.
Well, I think there should be a limit on the roster. I really do. 15 players would be a good limit.
Adele up and in. 58-47. 1:18 to go in the game. Eagles quickly up floor. Evan Schaefer. Kyle Schaefer, I should say, on the dribble. Now, there he is, Evan. He lets a long jumper go. A three. Nope, a two. He was just inside the arc. Two from the right side. 58-49. Now they foul with 1:03 to go in the game. So we go to the other end for Indian free throws. So Newton going to force the Indians to hit free throws here with 1:03 to go in the game. Try to cement the game. RJ Nelms will visit the line for the Indians.
RJ's 2 of 2 at the line tonight. He has 4 points.
His free throw is up and in.
I think he banked that one in. That's fair.
As long as it goes through that hoop.
Teammates give him a little bit of grief about that.
Indeed.
Telling him they saw that. He's smiling.
59-49. 60-49. Has he buried that one?
Yeah, made that one legitimately.
1 minute to go. Across the timeline. Evan Schaefer. Top of the key. Bomb on the way by Kyle Schaefer. No good. Rebounded by the Indians. And a foul charged on Newton. 54.2 seconds to go.
Steve, how do you feel about this? What's going on right now? Where teams foul even though they're down hopelessly. What's your thoughts?
Foul and get beat worse.
Just going to foul and get beat worse, aren't you?
Yes, you are. What would be an 11-point lead if you keep fouling? Be 15. Free throw by Jones up and in. Powell into the game for the Indians, replacing Blaine Winningham.
I thought you might have an opinion about that. I may have heard it once or twice before on one of our road trips.
There you go. 61-49. Indians. They're going to get above the 500 mark. Free throw up and in by Jones. 53 seconds to go. Indians with some zone trapping pressure. And Schaefer gets it across the timeline to Zumballen. Now they feed it in the corner. Finn, a long three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Kyle Schaefer. And it's blocked away, but he gets it back and lays it up and in. And a timeout wanted by Newton head coach Troy Bierman. Indian basketball on Light 103 WAKO is brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, local medical professionals caring for local people, by Sweet Teas and Sip It on James Street in Lawrenceville, committed to offer the best quality and service to Lawrence County, and by Citizens National Bank, Lawrenceville Banking Center, no better banking. 36.1 seconds to go, 62-51. Indians on top. Looks like the Tribe will be back here, and so will we on Friday.
Another early tip-off, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock here on Light 103. Indians will be pressured full by the Eagles. Jones will be the trigger man. Gets it in. Foul. 34.9 seconds to go. There's an example. He's going to go down and hit these two free throws. Let's hope.
Well, I think what Newton's hoping is that he misses and then they fire in an 11-pointer to,
yeah,
to tie her up.
There you go. That's the strategy. R.J. Nelms at the line. His free throw is on its way and no good off the back iron.
I was watching the Globetrotters the other night. They have a four-point circle.
Okay. Free throw up and in, one out of two for R.J. 63-51, 33 seconds to go. Evan Schaefer, the freshman across the timeline, down the lane, cut off, back out front to Kyle. Kyle Schaefer. Now off to Justin Zumvallen. Down the lane, a drive up and in. Up and in by Evan Schaefer. Impressive looking freshman. 17 seconds to go, and then Newton fouls again. With 15.3 seconds to go, down by 10, 63-53. Cale Powell at the line for the Indians. 23 on his back. Free throw on its way, up and in. Cale Powell, Indians. Limited attempts on the year, more than that now. He's close to a 50% free throw shooter. Roll that one through. Roll both of them through, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
65-53, 13 seconds to go. Eagles quickly up floor. Long bomb by Schaefer off the mark. That was by Kyle Schaefer, rebounded by Nelms. And the Eagles this time, oh, they did foul with 4.3 seconds to go in the game.
Wow.
Foul number five, that bit is third.
And so R.J. Nelms back to the line. He's making a living there. 65-53, 4.3 seconds to go. Post-game show coming up. Bill and I will talk about this game. Free throw up and in by R.J. Here from Indian head coach Randy Bishop.
Gives Nelms eight, going for nine.
Another free throw by R.J. on the way. Got them both. 67-53. And it comes quickly to Zumvallen across the timeline. Long eye arcing three off the front iron. No good. And the game is over. And the Lawrenceville Indians have defeated the Newton Eagles for the second time this season. This time in tournament play, 67-53. So the Lawrenceville Indians are now at 11-10 on the year. And Newton falls to 6-15. They are now eliminated from the tournament competition. The Indians will be back on Friday to face the winner of the next game between Robinson and Flora. Again, the final, Lawrenceville 67, Newton 53. We're back with the post-game show in 3 minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the National Tax Time Blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Need to see a cardiologist but don't want to travel out of town? Carl Richland Memorial Hospital offers full-time cardiology services with Dr. Raymond Fisher of the Carl Heart and Vascular Institute. Dr. Fisher is available to see patients for an array of cardiac issues and can complete several diagnostic tests in-house. If you are in need of a cardiologist and don't want to travel far for appointments, call Dr. Fisher at 618-392-1139 to see how he can help you.
Leggett Lumber and Hardware says, get a head start on planning your spring projects. Leggett in Bridgeport is your headquarters for remodeling and construction supplies for the contractor and the do-it-yourselfer. Leggett reminds you that winter means snow shovels, ice melt, heat tape, and more. And put Leggett Lumber and Hardware on speed dial for expert advice and all the supplies you need. 618-945-2751. And when the cold mixed water lines break, Leggett Lumber and Hardware has what you need. Get it at Leggett.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying
press 1, press 2
phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at Conley Gym and Floor, LIC tournament play. Lawrenceville Indians defeat the Newton Eagles 67-53. Time for the Hoax Hair Studio postgame report. I'm Steve Anderson. We're joined by Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Randy, congratulations on the win. You're now above 500. Got off to a little slow start there, but once you finally got things settled down, you seem to play much better.
Yeah, we went to a trap out of the man-to-man and rotated, forced them into some turnovers, got up a little bit, got that lead, kind of let down a little bit. They got it back to 9, and then I thought Jones got a couple of critical plays, took it to the hole, and Odell got several steals. So I kind of got us going again, and you know, I don't know. Our kids struggle shooting the ball in here. We missed some layups again. I kept track. 6 layups, that's 12 points. So I'm glad we won. Put us in a position to get the consolation championship. Be nice if we can win that and come out of here with something. And it put us above 500, which we've had to work hard to get there, and hopefully we'll be able to build on that a little bit.
This Newton Eagle ball club, though, they didn't give up. They're a scrappy bunch.
No, they play hard. They scrap you. I thought, you know, the other night against Ollie, they played real hard the first half. They just never go away, and that's a credit to their coach and to them. They never gave up. They played hard to the very end. And, you know, those kids are young. Most of those kids are sophomores. So a good learning experience for them. They're going to be pretty good in the future.
Randy, you've been over here 3 nights in a row. You get a night off, got to come back and be over here 4 out of 5 nights. Is that going to have any kind of effect? Are your legs a little bit tired?
Well, our kids are tired, and we have a fresh soft game tomorrow. I'll probably shoot, go over a few things on Robinson and let them go home, try to get their legs back, because that's tough on high school kids especially, and going to school through the routine. And, you know, so hopefully we'll be able to bounce back, but I'm not going to have them practice too hard tomorrow. Probably just shoot a little bit.
You seem to have a different kid step up every night or two. You have different 2 or 3 kids have big games every night. Nobody has a big game, it seems like, every night. It's always somebody else. And you feel like that's a strength of your team?
Well, yeah, and that's what we want. We want team play. You know, Zeus is very athletic. He might get 40, and then you get beat. So we're trying to spread it out. We know that you got to have 8 or 9 kids to be able to win and get through a regional. One kid eventually is going to be guarded. 5 kids, 6 kids are hard to guard. So I think that's a credit to the kids. They're trying to share the ball and play as a team. And I thought Zeus last night got better. He got a little bit better tonight on taking the ball to the basket. He started to climb back. I'm hoping Wegger next week starts to climb back into it too. That even makes us better. But just like tonight, Nelms come in. I set him out a little bit. He gave us a spark. Got to the hole, got fouled, hit some free throws down the stretch. And I think Jones has been very consistent. He's playing pretty well.
Hey, on Friday night, chance to get some hardware and increase your record. Congratulations on this win.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians win by a score of 67-53. Again, they're now 11-10, a chance to go 2 games above the 500 mark on Friday night. We're back after this from Hoax Hair Studio with our final stats and the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change, the needs of your hair change, your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
Back here in Conley Gym, side of the Little Illini Conference Tournament, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson, the Indians have completed a 67-53 win over Newton Eagles. And Bill has, I think, some final numbers on this game.
I do, Steve. Newton led it actually at the end of the first quarter, 14-12. The Indians rallied back, outscored the Eagles 20-9 in that second quarter. Morrisville took a 32-23 halftime lead. Both teams scored 11 points in the third, which meant Morrisville went to the final period leading at 43-34, and then the Indians held them off down the stretch. Morrisville outscored Newton in that final period 24-19. For the Indians, Jordan Jones led the way with 19 points. Connor Odell finished with 16. R.J. Nelms, 9. 8 points for Winningham. 6 points for Zeus Marsh. I neglected to mention Cale Powell had 7 points. 2 points off the bench for Skylar Toole. For the Newton Eagles, Kyle Schaefer led the way with 13 points. 2 other Eagles also reached double figures. Justin Zumalem and Jared Eckel, both with 10. 9 points for Zach Finn. 6 for Noah White. And 3 for Ben Meinhardt.
All right, so the Indians win it again by a score of 67-53. Time now to name our Bill Dobson fourth time player of the game. Bill, what do you think?
Well, Randy Gibson assists on this one. He noticed that R.J. Nelms had a big finish. He finished with 9 points, but scored 7 of those in the last quarter. Had a big night at the foul line and also grabbed 5 rebounds. So R.J. Nelms is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game.
All right, congratulations to R.J. Nelms and congratulations to the Indians, 67-53 winners. Indians back in action on Friday, as we mentioned before, with the consolation game against either Robinson or Flora, those two teams getting ready to battle here momentarily. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight, another Indian win. Our producer-engineer back at the Waco studios has been Gil T. Wilson, his usual good work. Bill, thanks to you for your good work. We'll be back here on Friday.
Thank you, Steve. Can't wait.
All right. Indians win it 67-53. That's been the Hoke's Hair Studio post-game report. I'm Steve Anderson saying so long from Clay County.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader WAKO Light 103, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Amberall Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, brought to you all season long here on Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville, Vincennes.